弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters.
感谢主的恩典怜悯，我们又能聚在一起来敬拜他。
Thanks for Lord's grace and mercy, so we can gather together again to worship Him.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典怜悯，你又聚集我们一起来到你的面前，来同心合意的敬拜你。
Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for gathering us together to worship you here today.
主父，感谢你主，你每日真的是供应主你的灵粮给我们每位弟兄姐妹。
Thank you for providing us with your spiritual food daily.
你也预备主日，让你的儿女聚集在一起，我们来赞美你，来敬拜你。
You also prepared Sunday for us, so we can come together to worship you, to praise you.
天父，就把下面的时间我们恭敬仰望在主你的手中。
Dear Father, we commit the following time into your hands.
求主你的圣灵亲自教导我们。
May the Holy Spirit teach us.
主，让我们能够真的明白你的话语。
So we can truly understand your word.
更让你的话语进入我们的生命。
And let your word enter into our lives.
能够改变我们的生命。
And change our lives.
谢谢恩主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们做任何事情呢，都是带着某种态度去进行的。
When we do anything, we always do it with an attitude.
那么或者是认真细致，尽心尽力。
Either attitude of being very careful and trying our best.
或者是粗心大意，敷衍了事。
Or being careless and not paying much attention.
就是我们的态度会决定我们的行为，而且很大程度上呢，会影响这件事的结果。
Actually, our attitude determines our actions, and to a large degree, it will influence the result of the matter.
那么今天呢，有儿童和青少年也在我们中间。
Today, we also have children and youth among us.
那么大家可能都在家中做过这个饭后清理的工作。
Many of you may have to do the dish cleaning after meals.
如果你以认真细致的态度对待，你就会用心的去做这件事情。
If you have a careful attitude, you will do it attentively.
那么洗完的餐具和擦完的台面，你就会非常的干净。
And the cleaned dishes at the countertop will be very clean.
但是呢，如果你以敷衍了事的态度对待，你做起来就不会认真。
But if you have a careless attitude, you won't treat it seriously.
那么你洗完的餐具摸起来可能就还会油腻腻的。
The cleaned dishes may still be oily.
而擦完的台面也会痕迹斑斑。
And the cleaned countertops may still have many unclean spots.
为什么？因为你只是为了完成这件事，你没有考虑它的结果。
Why? This is because you only just want to finish this matter. You did not really consider the result.
其实这些都是生活中极微小的一些事情，我们的态度不一样，也会带出不同的结果。
These are fairly tiny matters in our life, but if you notice, if you have different attitudes, you have different results.
如果你是一位学生，
If you are a student,
你不以认真负责的态度来学习。
But don't study with a careful attitude.
那你只是得过且过，敷衍了事，不集中精力听课。
If you just spend the time and mind alone and don't concentrate in your classes.
也不好好完成作业。
And don't finish your homework on time.
你该学习的时间，你去打游戏，或者去做学习以外的事情。
Or use your study time to play games or do other irrelevant things.
那你不会真正掌握你所学的内容，你的考试可能也很可能不会通过。
Likely you won't be able to grasp what you learn and may not even be able to pass your tests.
但是如果你提前预习所学的内容，上课认真听讲，课后及时来完成作业。
But if you preview the lesson ahead of time and listen attentively in the class and finish your homework in time,
那么通常情况下，你一定会学好这门功课，可能而且也会得到很好的成绩。
Usually, you will be able to study this class very well and get good grades.
那么其实类似的例子呢，在我们日常生活中有很多。
There are many similar examples in our lives.
我们都会有一个共识，那就是要想把事情做好，我们必须要端有一个端正的态度。
We can have the same common understanding that you must have a proper attitude in order to finish the job well.
那么我们对待神的话语会有什么态度呢？
What kind of attitude shall we have toward God's word?
我们读经或者听到的态度又该怎么样呢？
What should our attitudes be when we read the Bible or listen to the sermon?
那么对道或神的话语不同的回应和心态也会直接影响我们的行为和我们生命的改变。
The different attitude towards God's word or the sermon, it also affects our change of life.
那么在今天的信息中呢，主耶稣就通过主耶稣呢非常通俗的就是把神的道与人对道的回应，他比作是种子和田地。
In today's message, Lord Jesus used a popular parable.Use seeds and fields as parables for God's word and the response of the people toward God's word.
那这个比喻呢，是便于人去思考并且容易理解，因为当时的人呢，都是以农业或者畜牧业为主。
This parable is easy for people to think about and easy to understand because the people at that time are mostly rely on agriculture and animal farming.
对，他们都知道，好的收成至少需要两个必要条件。
They all know a good harvest needs at least two essential conditions.
那就是好的土地和好的种子，这两者缺一不可。
Good soil and good seeds, both are very important.
那么主耶稣呢，是在学讲中，他在用在八章十一节，他就用比喻说这比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道。
Christ told us in verse 8:11.Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God.
而好的土地呢，就是指那些听到的不同态度和回应。
Good soil is referring to the different attitudes towards God's word.
那么主耶稣给我们列出四种听到的态度。
Lord Jesus listed four different attitudes.
那么听到，有的人呢，听到却不信道，也有的呢，听到却不思道。还有就是听到不去行道，那么最后一节故事，主耶稣给我们就是听到，我们也并且要去行道。
Some hear the word but not believe it. Some hear the word but not think over it. Some hear the word but not practice it. And lastly, some hear the word and practice it.
那么这些不同的听到态度，就会带出不同的生命的结果来。
These different attitudes.What leads to different results?
我们先来看第一种态度就是听到却不信道。
The first type of attitude, hear the word but not believe it.
就在第五节还有第十二节，第五节呢是主耶稣讲比喻，第十二节呢是他来解释。
In verse 5 is a parable, and verse 12 is how Lord Jesus explained the parable.
那主在这说，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候呢，有落在路旁的，被人践踏，天上的飞鸟飞过来又来吃尽了。那十一节这说，十二节说，那些在路旁的，就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来，从他们心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。
Verse 5, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, as the birds of the air devoured it. Verse 12, the ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and take away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved.
那么在落在路旁，也就是说那些种子呢，没有落到田地的中间里边，而是落在了田地的边缘。
Here fell along the path, meaning that the seed was outside of the field, was not in the field, but was outside near the edges of the field.
所以在这些地方呢，就常被人践踏，而这些地方呢，没有松软的土壤，所以呢，就很难发芽生长。
This field was trampled by people, and it's hard, so it's really hard to sprout and grow.
我们可以将之理解为没有进入人的内心之中。
We can take it as the word, the seed did not enter the heart.
只停留在神的道，只停留在心的表面。
It stopped at our surface.
天上的飞鸟呢，就是比喻魔鬼。
The bird refers to the devil.
那么这样的人呢，他们听到心不在也，把神的道当作耳旁风。
These kind of people, they hear God's word, but they did not pay attention.
因为他们对道呢不留意，所以呢，魔鬼就会趁机而入，把真道的种子呢从他们的心的表面就夺去。
They did not pay attention, so the devil came in and took the word from their hearts.
所以呢，道就在他们里边了，就没有机会发芽，他们也就不可能有任何得救的机会。
God's word has no chance to sprout in their hearts, and so they cannot be saved.
那么在四种不同的土壤中，唯有落在肉旁的这类，这里面提到了是有撒旦的攻击。
Among the four different soils, only this type of soil fell along the path mentioned. They are the object of Satan's attack.
可见了，对真道心不在也的人，也是撒旦口中的拢物。
So we can see that the people who pay no attention to God's word, they are actually the spoil of Satan.
并且呢，撒旦不仅仅是在搅扰人回应真道，他更是伺机而动，似乎随时都处于在对人的内心虎视眈眈。
Satan not only distracts people from responding to earth, he actually acts on opportunity and seems to glare like a tiger at people's heart.
因此我们就更要来为我们自己的灵魂来警醒，并且我们要认识到，我们其实时刻都是在与属灵的恶者征战。
So we should be even more alert about our soul and realize that we are in a war all the time.
那么这种情况呢，我们可以从旧约中的一个例子看到。
We can see this in an example in the Old Testament.
我们知道了夏娃在伊甸园中，首先她是堕落犯罪，就受到了撒旦，就是因为受到了撒旦的试探。
We know that Eve in the Garden of Eden was tempted by Satan at the sin first.
那么在创世纪二章十六到十七节，那么神呢就吩咐亚当，他说：“园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
In Genesis chapter 2:16-17, God commanded this.And the Lord commanded the man, saying, You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那在圣经中呢，没有明确告诉我们说当神命令亚当不可吃分别善恶树上果子时，夏娃到底在哪里，在不在场，这个圣经上没有明确交代。
Bible didn't clearly say if Eve was there when God commanded Adam not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
但是呢，从夏娃跟魔鬼的对话中，我们可以知道呢，神吩咐他们不吃禁果的这个命令，夏娃他是知道。
But we know, Eve know this command not to eat the forbidden fruit from the conversation between Eve and Satan.
因为在创世纪三章二到三节，他说：“女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园中那棵树上的果子，神说你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。”
This is because in Genesis chapter 3:2-3, and the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said.You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.
那么这里我们从夏娃身上看到两个问题。
Here we see two issues on Eve.
第一呢，她没有很准确的听了神这个了解神的这个禁令。
She didn't fully understand God's prohibition as a whole.
并且呢，在神的禁令上，她添了一些，解了一些，神并没有说不可摸。
She added and subtracted from God's prohibition. God did not say you cannot touch it.
那么第二呢，他没有将神的命令放在他的心上。
Secondly, she did not put God's word in her heart.
那么他尽量，本来他应该是尽量远离那棵善恶树。
She should have tried best to stay away from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
但他却是更加的靠近他，认为这棵树上的果子好做食物，悦人的眼目，而且是可喜爱的，能够使人有智慧。
Instead, she approached the tree, and she saw that the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil was good for food and pleasing to the eye.
所以呢，当他不把神的话语放在他的心上时，神的话就被撒旦夺去了，对夏娃不再有任何的功效。
When she didn't pay attention to God's word, God's word was taken away by Satan and no longer had any effect on Eve.
那么这有点像现在我们听到时候那么却不信道的这样的态度。
This is similar to the attitude of someone who hears the word but not believe it.
那么这里面有几个方面呢，我们需要来注意学习。
We should pay attention to a few aspects here.
首先呢，若我们听到时心不在也，就没有办法有真实的收获。
First, if we listen to the word with a careless heart, we cannot have a real harvest.
所以呢，我们要确定自己是不是在用心听到。
So we need to make sure if we are listening with our hearts.
那么另一方面呢，听到本身其实也是一场属灵的征战。
On the other hand, hearing the word itself is actually a spiritual war.
那位恶者撒旦呢，他时刻在关注着我们听到的态度。
Satan, the evil one, is watching our attitude every time.
所以呢，我们就必须为着我们可以认认真听到而好好的警醒祷告，求神来保守。
So we should stay alert and pray and ask God to keep us.So we can listen to God's word attentively.
我们应该是甚至不是不但为自己，而且是彼此守望，让撒旦不要干扰我们听神的话。
Not only to pray for ourselves, but pray for each other, so we can listen to God's word without Satan's distraction.
那么第三呢，如果我们不给神的道有机会在我们生命之中生发果效，那么本质上呢，就是在敞开我们的心门，让撒旦夺走神的道。
Certainly, if we don't allow God's word to take effect in our life, that's essentially like opening the door to Satan and ask Satan to take away God's word.
所以这就好像呢，我作为基督徒呢，如果我们不喜欢读经，我们却常常目不转睛的、废寝忘食的去看电视连续剧或者刷手机。
And this is like many Christians, they don't like Bible reading.But they cannot take their eyes away from TV or cell phones, and even without sleep or meals.
那么这也会给撒旦留下这个机会，那么空间。
This is actually giving opportunity the space for Satan.
所以呢，有这么一句话呢，我们一定要记住，就是每当我们与神的话越远的时候，那么撒旦就会离我们越近。
So we should keep in mind this saying.The further away we are from God's word, the closer we are to Satan.
那么这次呢，我们真的常常需要提醒我们自己。
We should always remind ourselves about this.
我们再来看听到的第二种态度，就是听到却不思道。
Let us look at the second attitude. Hear the word and not think over it.
那这在第六节和十三节。
That's in verse 6 and verse 13.
那么这里六节说，有落在磐石上的，一出来就枯干了，因为得不着滋润。那么主这里怎么解释的呢？主说，那些在磐石上的，就是人听到欢喜领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，即使遇见试炼就退后了。
Here verse 6, and some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it has no moisture.And Jesus explained in verse 13, And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away.
所以这里呢，我们要有一点要知道，就是磐石上呢会有一薄层的土，所以种子撒到上面呢也是会发芽。
We should know that there's usually a thin layer of soil on the rock, so the seed may germinate.
但是呢，种子不能在坚硬的磐石上扎根，营养吸收不到，所以刚发芽它就会枯干。
But the seed cannot take root on the rock, so it withers quickly after sprouting.
所以抱这种态度听到的人呢，他只想经历听到的时候那种痛快。
People with this attitude, they likely only wanted to experience the happiness of listening to God's words.
而过后呢，不去安静下来思想所听的道。
Afterwards, they did it quiet down and think over God's word.
所以这些人呢，他主要有三个特点。
This kind of people usually have three characteristics.
第一呢，他们听了道，欢喜领受，被信仰所带来的好处吸引。
First, they received gladly when they hear the truth, and attracted likely by the good benefits of this belief.
所以呢，他们只在意信仰所带来的好处，而不想为信仰付出任何的代价。
They only care about the benefits of the belief. They don't want to pay the price for the belief.
第二呢，他们心中没有根，就是对信仰不过是片面的、肤浅的认识。
Secondly, they have no roots in their heart.They only have a shallow and a partial understanding of the belief.
所以这种肤浅的认识呢，就不会在他的心中呢留下任何的印记。
This shallow knowledge will not make a mark in their heart.
第三，他们经历试炼时，生命的光景就真实的显露出来了。
Thirdly, when they have trials, the true status of their life will be exposed.
所以在风雨吹打时，无法接受神的道。也不能经历神的恩典。
When the storm comes, they cannot hold on to God's word, and they cannot experience God's grace.
那么这些情况呢，我们可以从门徒对主耶稣被捉拿前后的表现，我们可以看到一些。
This can be exemplified in the disciples before and after Lord Jesus was arrested.
那么门徒之所以在耶稣基督受难之后灰心绝望，是因为他们忽略了一些基督过去对他们的教导。
The reason that the disciples were disheartened and despaired after Jesus died on the cross is because they ignored some of Christ's teaching.
他们只是看到基督的大能、知识、智慧和他的权柄。
They only saw Christ's great power, knowledge, wisdom, and authority.
虽然主耶稣呢，曾经几次和他们谈到他自己将要受难。
Although Christ had already told them a few times that he himself would suffer and die.
但是呢，门徒始终没有把这件事呢放在他们的心中。
The disciples never took this thing into their hearts.
所以他们是带着自己的偏见、固执，还有就是固有的这种民族诉求来看待他们的主。
They viewed Christ with their own prejudices, stubbornness, and maybe the inherent national appeal.
满以为主耶稣基督可以带领他们用革命的方式来推翻罗马帝国的统治，建立他们犹太人自己的国家。
They thought Lord Jesus would lead them to turn over the Roman Empire with violent forces and build their own country.
以至于试炼真的来到之后，他们就都失败了。
So they fall away when persecution really arrived.
所以在马可福音14章50节说得非常的明白，说门徒都离开他逃走了。
In Mark chapter 14 and 15, it said very well, and they all left him and fled.
所以这里面我们看到了试炼来显露出门徒的不幸，也显露出他们真实的属灵的光景。
Here we can see the trials.Actually, disclose the disbelief in the disciples and expose their true spiritual situation.
所以这些人每日都跟随主耶稣在一起是这样的情景，何况我们这些神的跟随神的人呢？
If that is the situation for the disciples who followed Jesus on a daily basis, how about us?
所以我们真的是需要神常常的圣灵来催逼我们，来让我们警醒。
We really need the Holy Spirit to urge us, to alert us.
但是呢，基督的复活改变了主耶稣他门徒的这样的现状。
But Christ's resurrection changed the situation.
所以那些软弱的门徒最终是变成了刚强，而且愿意为主殉道。
Now the weak disciples became strong, and they are willing to martyr for the Lord.
那么其根本原因就是他们重新认识了基督。
The true underlying reason is that they rediscovered Christ.
基督不是要在这个世界上建立属世的、暂时的、世俗的政权。
Christ was not planning to build a secular temporary government.
而是要借着传福音、建立教会，使得神的国逐渐的扩展，等候将来那永远的国。
But to expand God's kingdom through gospel and church building, and to wait for the eternal kingdom in the future.
可见浮浅片面和没有经过深入思考的这种的信仰，那么其就像这个种子撒在磐石上一样。
Here, the shallow, partial belief without deeper thoughts are just like sowing the seeds on the rock.
那么为了避免这样的听到的态度呢，我们也需要三个方面的警醒。
To avoid this attitude, we should warn ourselves in three areas.
那么第一呢，就是如果我们只是一味的看重信仰所带来的好处，那么在试炼之中，我们一定会站立不住。
First, if we only pay attention to the benefits of our belief, we won't be able to stand firm in trials.
所以这就要求我们不仅要认识到信仰带来的好处，我们更要明确信仰需要我们付上真实的代价。
This requires us to realize we should not only learn about the benefits of the belief, but also understand that we need to pay a price for our belief.
所以我们对我们的信仰呢，不应该想当然，而要需要我们认真的去思考。
We should not take it for granted, but we should think it over.
第二，就是不要只停留在生活形式的外表。
Secondly, we should not stop at the outward lifestyle.
哎，觉得我只要能坚持参加主日敬拜和其他教会的固定活动，哎，我就满足了。
And not be satisfied only attending Sunday worship or other church activities.
当然，这些都是好的，也是我们当尽的本分。有的人可能连这一点呢都做不到。
Of course, this is good. This is our duty. And some may not even be able to do this.
要知道，磐石上发芽的种子是无法持续生长。很快就会枯干。
You should know the seeds sprouted sowed on the rock cannot sustain the growth and will wither quickly.
所以我们不可以被这些外表的感觉所欺骗，或者甚至是自欺。
So don't let ourselves be deceived by the feelings or the outward appearances.
其就像身体需要吸收这个食物的营养，那么才能成长。那么基督徒对神的道也要去思考，我们才能消化吸收，道才会进入我们的生命，才会改变我们的生命。
Just like our physical body, it needs to digest food to grow. Christians also need to think over God's word, so can digest and absorb it, and then God's word can change our lives.
那么第三点我们需要警醒的就是呢，试炼会挑战我们的信仰。
Certainly, we should be alert that trials may challenge our beliefs.
我们在试炼里面，我们才会真实的显露出我们真实的属灵光景。
In trials, our true spiritual situation will be disclosed.
所以我们要常常来思想神的话语，接信神给我们的应许，我们面对试炼时候呢，才能不至于失败。
So we should always meditate about God's word.And trust in God's promises. This way, we may not fail during trials.
这也正是雅各在一章十二节，那么告诉我们，就是雅各书是一章十二节，他说：“忍受试炼的人是有福的，因为他经过试炼以后，必得生命的冠冕。”这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
This is what James said in James chapter 1, verse 12.Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him.
我们再来看听到的第三种态度，就是听到却不行道。
Let us now look at the third attitude.
那么在第七
Hear the word but not practice it.
那么在七节和十四节，他是说这个解释和这个讲解。那么第七节他说。有落在荆棘里的荆棘一同生长，把它挤住了。那么这儿十四节说，那落在荆棘里的就是人听了道，走开以后 被今生的思虑、钱财、业乐挤住了，也结不出成熟的籽粒来。
Let's see in verse 7 and 14. Verse 7. And some fell along the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And verse 14. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature.
那么对荆棘这种植物呢，我想每位弟兄姐妹跟小孩子们也都真的是屡见不鲜。
And regarding this plant of thorn, I think it's very common even to kids.
如果我们在草坪上或者月子周围，我们清理这些拔草是很就会看见大量的这些荆棘。
In the lawn or even around the yard, we see a lot of thorns.
这种植物呢，它生长的速度和这个生命力呢，比其他的植物都强。
They are very aggressive and they are much stronger than most of the other plants.
所以你不小心它就给你冒出来。
If you don't pay careful attention, it will grow everywhere.
那荆棘它具有非常强的生命力。
Thorns are very aggressive.
而且它每个叶子上都长满了刺。
And full of pricks on every leaf.
你人只要用手抓住它，你必然会被它刺痛。
You will be hurt as soon as you try to grasp it.
你这种植物呢，它在任何环境下都可以很好的生存。
This plant can almost survive in any conditions.
那么耶稣基督呢，在论到落在荆棘里的种子虽然有生存的可能，但是呢，它结不出成熟的果实来。
Jesus mentioned that here the seeds falling among the thorns may have a chance to survive.But their fruit does not mature.
主耶稣这里是把荆棘比作人的内心世界。
Lord Jesus here used the thorns as a parable for a person's inner world.
也就是说，人若是沉溺于思虑、钱财和业乐中，那么必然会带来生命的损伤，就像是被荆棘的刺扎了一样。
That is saying, if a person is buried in the cares and riches of a pleasant life,It will surely bring damage to his life, just like the thorns bring damage to your hand.
那么这里呢，它是指一些基督徒呢，把财富和业乐看作今生的第一追求。
Here it is referring to some Christians who put the riches and the pleasures of life as their first goal of life.
而把追求属灵的丰富放到了次要的地位。
But the spiritual richness is actually the secondary goal.
所以雅各这里说的是那些只在教会活动时节做基督徒的基督徒。
It refers to the Christians who only attend church.
那么他们属灵的生命的喂养只靠每周在教会参加主日敬拜、主日学。
Their spiritual feeding only relies on Sunday worship or Sunday school.
有时或许也参加一些小组活动。
And maybe some group activities.
他们其余的时间几乎全部用在了世俗的追求上。
The rest of their time is actually all spent on the pursuit of secular matters.
所以很少通过读经、祷告或者其他的这些途径来装备自己与主亲近。
They seldom equip themselves or get close to the Lord by reading the Bible or pray or equip themselves through other ways.
在他们的心中呢，他们只是想活在世上，想做财主，离开这个世界，又想获得永生。
In their hearts, they want to be a rich person in this life, but when they leave this life, they also wanted to have eternal life.
所以主耶稣呢，在圣经中有这样的一个例子，很形象，就是主耶稣与那位少年财主谈到，就可以帮助我们更为清晰地了解到这个荆棘中成长是何等的难。
There is one example in the Bible about the conversation between Lord Jesus and the rich young man. This can help us clearly visualize how hard it is to grow in thorns.
那么主耶稣在这个马可福音14:20挑战那位少年财主，就告诉他说你还缺少一件，就是去变卖你所有的分给穷人。就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
In Mark chapter 10 verse 21, Lord Jesus challenged the rich young man. Chapter 10, verse 21. And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go and sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have a treasure in heaven. And come, follow me."
所以正是因为主耶稣提出来的他所缺少的这一戒，那么导致这位少年人忧忧愁愁的离开了主。
But exactly this matter that Jesus pointed out that this young man is lacking, that he went away sad.
对于这个少年财主而言，最放不下的就是他的钱财。
For this rich young man, the most unwilling thing to put down is his money.
因为他做一切其他的这个善行上都是建立在这个基础上，就是我怎么样，我这些钱财不要动，我才可以做别的。
And he did many other good deeds, but all the good deeds were built upon this, is not to touch his money.
所以呢，当他离开主以后呢，主耶稣在十章二十四到二十五节就这样告诉门徒。
After he left, Lord told the disciples in Mark chapter 10, verse 24 to 25.
主耶稣告诉门徒说，依靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊！他说，骆驼穿过针眼儿，比财主进神的国还容易呢。
Lord said, "Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God."
所以从这个例子呢，我们可以略微思想一下，在荆棘中成长的这个种子是何等的难。
Let us think about how hard it is to grow among the thorns through this example.
那么我们这里面我们要知道，辛勤工作获得钱财，它不是罪。
We should know it is not a sin to work hard and get money.
但是呢，如果我们将世上的钱财看得比神更宝贵，那就是我们的罪，也是我们的愚蠢了。
But it is our sin and our foolishness that if we value money more important than the Lord.
那么为了不使自己成为这样的基督徒，那么我们真的是需要注意这么几点。
In order not to become this kind of Christian, we should pay attention to the following points.
那么第一呢，就是世界上的这些物质的吸引享受，那么这样的试探呢，就会像荆棘一样在我们心中滋生。
First, the temptation of materialism and pleasures may grow in our hearts like the thorns.
有时会使我们认为投入到教会属灵的追求是没有价值的。
Sometimes it will make us think it is of no value to devote ourselves in church.
那么第二呢，我们若要脚踏两只船，既想今生追求世上的繁华，又想死后到天上的得到天上的荣耀。
Secondly, if we want to paddle two boats, we want not only the worldly prosperity, but also the heavenly glory after death.
那么最终呢，就会导致我们生命的无法结果。
The end result will be no fruit in our lives.
那么这样的基督徒的生命其实就像是一个畸形的生命，是一种不健康的生命。
And this kind of a Christian life is actually distorted, unhealthy.
那么最后一种听到态度就是听到也去行道。
The fourth attitude, the last attitude here is hear the word and practice it.
那么这里说，又有落在好土里的，生长起来，结实百倍。耶稣说了这些话，就大声说：“有耳可听的，就应当听。”
In verse 8, and some fell into good soil and grew and yielded a hundredfold. As he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear."
那么主耶稣有时候在他的话语中的教导中，往往最后加一个“有耳可听的，就应当听”，说明这是最重要的。
Sometimes the Lord would add in his teaching that he who has ears to hear, let him hear. That means it's very important.
那么在十五节主耶稣就给解释说，那落在好土里的就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
In verse 15, as for that in the good soil, there are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, bear fruit with patience.
那么这里好土的本意就是适合农作物生长的土壤，能给种子提供充分营养。
The original meaning of good soil is basically soil good for growing crops, a soil that could provide the needed nutrients to the seeds.
那么这里呢，主耶稣用好土来比喻我们内心诚实、善良，并且恒久忍耐的基督徒。
Here, Lord Jesus used good soil as a parable for Christians that are honest, good, and perseverant.
那么其实这三样品格是结出又好又多果子的必备元素。
These three elements are essential to bear good fruits.
那么诚实意思就是说，我们行事为人没有虚假，以非常真诚的心态去接受神的话。
Honest here means acting without hypocrisy, receiving God's word with an earnest heart, and not disguising our true inner situation.
同时我们也不掩盖我们内心的真实状况。
Yeah, don't disguise our inner heart.
实际上我们所有人其实都是心灵贫穷的。
In reality, all of us are spiritually poor.
若是我们真实地面对我们内心的光景，我们就会认真地对待和领会神的话。
If we face our inner situation with a truthful heart, we will receive God's word with seriously.
那这里的善良呢，它不仅仅是指人的内心如何，它同时也是关乎一个人的言行。
Good here is not only about a person's inner heart, but also a person's words and actions.
若我们存着真诚行道的心，竭力要把神的话语落实到我们现实的生活中。
If we have a sincerely heart to carry out God's word and try our best to realize God's word in our life,
那么这真道的种子也必然会在我们内心中开花结果。
The seed of truth will surely flower to bear fruit in our heart.
那么正如主耶稣也有类似的教导，他在路加福音六章四十五节，他这样讲，他说善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来，因为心里所充满的口里就说出来。
Just like Jesus said in Luke chapter 4 verse 45, the good person out of the good treasures of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks.
所以我们的内心世界直接影响我们的外在行为。
So our inner world directly affects our outside actions.
那么忍耐的意思是一个人的言语或行为不急躁，有等候的耐心。
Patience means a person's words or action are not rushed.
那么就像是农夫等待收成一样。
Just like a farmer waiting for the harvest.
因为我们知道呢，开花结果本身就需要一个成长的过程，它不是一天两天就能完成的，需要时间的积累。
We know it's a growing process to flower the fruit, and this cannot finish in a day or two.
那么神的道呢，对我们属灵的生命成长也是一样，需要一点一点改变我们的生命，需要我们忍耐等候。
Same for the spiritual growth from God's word. It also needs time to change our life little by little, and we need to wait patiently.
所以呢，急于求成在神的道上，在神的属灵生命的改变上，它是不可能有好的果效的。
You won't get a good result in spiritual growth if you rush.
那这就像是一个人的学习，我们知道没有哪一个小孩子他是学习一次就能够从小学到大学都能得到好的成绩。
This is like a study for a student. It's like a little kid. He cannot just study once and get good grades from elementary school to college.
所以好的成绩呢，需要你一天一天的来努力才可以得到。就如庄稼不可能一天成长，所以需要努力，也需要我们耐心等候。
Good grades needs a continued effort daily, just like the crops, it needs a continuous growth.
那么既然诚实、善良和忍耐是作为好土的必要条件。
Now we know honest, good, and patience are the essential conditions of good soil.
也就是带着这样的心态听到，我们才会结出百倍的果子来。
So we should listen to God's word with such attitude in order to bear fruits a hundredfold.
那么我们怎么样才能把这些教导用在我们的每日的生活中呢？
How can we apply this teaching to our real life?
那么首先呢，我们要以诚实的心来领受神的道。
First, we should receive God's word with a truthful heart.
我们要诚实地打开我们的心门，承认我们内心的软弱、虚空，甚至污秽。
Open our hearts honestly and admit our weakness, emptiness, and filthiness.
知道神是无所不知的，我们任何的心思意念在神面前都不可能隐藏。
We know that God knows everything, so none of our thoughts can hide from Him.
所以我们就求神的到来接固、充满和洁净我们的心。
So we ask God's word to strengthen us, to fill us, and clean our hearts.
那么有这些自我认识，我们才能够催逼我们更多的思考和依赖神的话语。
This self-knowledge will urge us into more thinking and more reliance on God's word.
并且知道我们的有罪、有限和缺乏智慧。
And we will know our sinfulness, our limitedness, and our lack of wisdom.
这样我们就可以伏在神的面前，谦卑领受神的教导。
So we can be submissive before God and receive God's teaching humbly.
那我们每天在自己的读经、灵修、祷告还有主日的敬拜听道中要诚实的来领受。
So we should truthfully receive it in our daily Bible reading, devotion, prayer, sermons.
那么诚实领受，诚实悔改，我们就会看到生命的长进，就会看到所结的果子。
We will experience spiritual growth and we will see the fruit if we honestly receive the word and honestly apply to our lives.
所以我们切记呢，我们不要自以为是，我们不要对神的话语懒散，要知道我们实实在在是邻里贫穷的人。
We should truly remember not to be opinionated, and we should know we are poor people in spirit.
那么第二呢，我们要以善良的心来顺服神的道。
Secondly, we should obey God's word with a good heart.
我们对神的道可能有不懂的地方。但是我们一定不能有丝毫的怀疑。
We may not fully understand God's word, but we shouldn't have any doubt.
尤其是当神的道和我们的主观意愿呢不一致的时候。
Especially when God's word doesn't agree with our subjective wills.
而是要完全相信神的良善和神的公义，切实的本着行道的心去来领受。
We should wholeheartedly trust in God's goodness and righteousness and sincerely receive the truth and carry it out.
所以呢，雅各书呢，在一章二十二到二十四节这样的来勉励我们。他说，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
James chapter 1 verse 22 to 24 encourages us, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like.
所以我们每个人可能都照过镜子，我们照镜子的目的就是看我们的脸上、我们的身上、衣服上有没有脏东西。
Every one of us may have looked at yourself in the mirror. The purpose we do that is to look at if we have anything that we need to clean up.
那么如果我们看见了，但是没有处理，又走开了，那其实跟你没照镜子是一样的。
If we look at anything but we did not take care of it, it's the same as did not look at yourself in the mirror.
那这也教导我们，就是我们听得到再多，如果我们没有行出来，与我们的生命没有任何的好处。
This is teaching us, no matter how many truths we heard, if we cannot act them out, there's no benefit.
所以我们要努力的让神的话能够存在我们的心里， 进入我们的生命。
We should try our best to let God's word enter our hearts.
那么第三方面呢，我们要以忍耐的心来对待神的道。
Thirdly, we should receive God's word with a patient heart.
所以我们要想深刻的领会神的道，就需要舍得在神的道上付上代价。
We should pay out our price if we truly want to understand God's word.
那么除了一遍又一遍的读经，也需要我们花时间精力去背诵一些神的话语。
In addition to reading the Bible over and over, we also need to spend time to memorize some verses.
当然了，必要的时候我们也需要参考一些圣经注解，来帮助我们理解正确的理解神的话语。
And if needed,We can also consult the Bible commentary to help us understand God's word.
那么不是每一次的讲道都能满足我们的心愿。
Not every sermon can satisfy our hearts.
但是如果我们怀着一颗这样的心，就是每次讲道总有神让我们应该领受的真理。
But we should have this belief. Every sermon has some truth that God has for us.
所以不要期望有成长的捷径。
Don't expect a shortcut here.
以为参加某个特会啊就能达到或者一个跳跃式的成长。
Don't expect a leaping growth just by joining a special meeting.
所以要知道，成长是一个不断领受神的道和很久忍耐的过程。
We should know growth is a process of continually to receive God's word and also to have patience.
那么今天的信息呢，我们看到四种听到不同的态度。
In today's message, we look at four different attitudes towards.
分别产生了四种不同的结果。
And it has four different results.
那么听到却不信道的人，他就没有机会来得到救恩。
The people who hear the word but does not believe it have no chance to be saved.
而听到以后呢，不去思想的人，神的话只在他的心中短暂停留。
The one who hears the word but does not think over it, only have God's word, only have a shallow understanding.
所以神的道呢，在他的生命中不能结出果子来。
God's word cannot bear fruit in his life.
而听到不行道的人，他把最多的时间和精力用在世俗的追求上。
For the third type, hear the word but does not practice it. They spend more time on the worldly matters.
其实除了参加主日敬拜和不信的人没有明显的区别。
They have no big difference to non-believers except that they attend the church worship.
所以他们的生命呢就总没有长进。
So their life does not have much growth.
那这里我们看到呢，有三样东西影响我们属灵生命的健康成长。
Here we see there are three things that affect the growth of our spiritual life.
那就是三大的攻击，生活中的试炼，还有就是世俗的诱惑。
First, the Satan's attack. Second, the secular matters. Third, the temptation of the world.
那么在我们内心的战场上，这三者呢，不断的与使人结果的圣灵持续的在征战。
In our inner hearts,This is the war between the spiritual forces.
所以呢，如果我们要有好的听到的结果，我们就需要付上代价，常常祷告，多多读经，更多明白神的道。
If we want to bear good fruit, we should always pray and pay our price.
所以呢，我们要记住，就像是我们在这个耶稣生平里面学到的，神的灵和神的道是我们抵挡一切的最有力的武器。
Just like we learned in the Life of Christ class, God's Spirit and God's Word are the two best weapons.
所以呢，靠着神所赐的智慧和力量，我们可以抵挡撒旦的攻击。
With the wisdom and strength from God, we can resist the Satan's attacks.
我们可以靠这些来经历我们生活中的试炼，胜过世俗的诱惑。
With this, we can also triumph over the trials in our lives.
所以只有听到并且行道的人，他的生命才会健康的成长，才会结出属灵的果子来。
You can only grow when you hear the word and practice it.
那么最后有一点呢，需要我们特别的注意。
Lastly, we should pay special attention.
就是主耶稣之所以列出这四种不同的听道态度，不是要我们去论断他人。
Lord Jesus lists four different attitudes, not for us to judge others.
而是让我们彼此谨慎地评估我们自身的属灵状况。
But to help us to evaluate ourselves.
我们必须常常来检验我们内心的这块田地。
We should always examine our inner field.
是不是对神的真道做出了最合意的回应？
Do we always have the best response to God's word?
所以呢，鼓励弟兄姐妹们呢，每天能够早晨和晚上，能够各自问自己两个问题。
Encourage every brother and sister to ask you two questions in the morning and in the evening.
当我们早晨起来的时候，我们要问我们自己，这一天我该怎样来按照神的教导生活？
In the morning, ask yourself, for today, how am I going to live out my life according to God's teaching?
当我们晚上要休息的时候，我们要问自己一下，今天我有没有按照神的教导去生活？
In the evening, before you sleep, ask yourself, did I live according to God's word?
其实最重要的是，我们必须知道我有没有把神的道放在我的心里。
Most importantly, we should know, did we really put God's word into our heart?
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢主你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us your precious word.
天父，我们真的是何等贫穷，邻里贫穷的人。
Father, we are so poor in spirit.
我们需要主你时刻的喂养我们。
We need your continuously feeding.
天父，只有你的话语进入我们的心，存在我们的里边，进入我们的生命，我们的生命才会有真实的改变。
Only when your word enter into our lives.Enter our hearts, our life can be changed.
我们的生命才会结出圣灵的果子来。
Our life, they can then bear the fruit of spirit.
天父，帮助我们不要成为一个听道不信道的人。
Help us not to be a person who hears the word but does not believe it.
也不要成为一个听道不思想道的人。
Oh, hear the word but does not think over it.
也让我们不要成为那个听道不去行道的人。
Or hear the word but not practice it.
求你帮助我们听道而且行道。
Help us to hear your word and practice it.
让你的道真正的来改变我们的生命。
Let your word truly change our lives.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.